KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm John Sepulvedo. 31 dead, still hundreds missing. And even after the wildfires in Sonoma and Napa counties are put out, which is not going to be anytime soon, they will forever change the communities of the North Bay. Communities marked by character. Take this story. Two big hospitals, Kaiser and Sutter, both are closed and both were evacuated as these massive wildfires came close. Yet nurses worked through the night to get patients out safely, even as their own homes burned. KQED's April Domboski talked to one of those nurses.
Jelaine Smithson was working an overnight shift in the Kaiser ICU when the fires started racing through Santa Rosa. She had no idea how close they were. She was too busy taking care of her patient.
One of the nurses came up to me and she said, "Jelaine, I'm sorry, but your house is not going to make it."
Smithson is 55. She recently moved from Indiana and had just bought a new home a few weeks ago. From the hospital window, she could see the flames moving through her neighborhood.
I was so busy working the last couple of weeks that I didn't get my insurance, which I never do. I never, ever, ever go uninsured. And I kept saying, you know, tomorrow I'm going to do that. Tomorrow I'm going to do that.
Smithson asked a fellow nurse to watch her patient and raced home to try to save a few things. The fire was a block away.
I knew I didn't have much time. So I ran inside and I thought, I have to get my nursing documents because if I'm going to lose everything I own, I have to be able to work to care for patients.
She grabbed the papers, an extra pair of scrubs, and a nightgown and raced back to the ICU. Over the next 2 hours, smoke filled the hospital.
All of a sudden, the police busted in the door and they said, "Everybody out, grab what you can carry, get your patients, and go now."
The hospital had 130 patients to evacuate. Patients who could walk got on a bus. Patients who couldn't walk, like Smithson's patient, had to wait.
It was a little bit stressful because we couldn't get enough ambulances there quick enough.
Sutter Hospital was also evacuating, close to 80 patients. Some ambulances had to drive through fire to get there.
A lot of nurses were and staff were putting patients in their cars and driving them to the hospital. And then other people were carrying people on blankets, people that couldn't walk, and putting them in cars.
Smithson and her team were manually pumping air into her patient's mouth with an airbag. A team of five had to push him through the parking lot several times to get away from smoke and flames. His medication was running low, and he was getting agitated.
The pharmacy pre-mixes those medicines for us, but we didn't have time to prepare for extra medication for a trip like that because it just came up so fast.
Her patient and many others made it safely to Santa Rosa Memorial Hospital, about 4 miles away. Close to 100 more were transferred to Kaiser in San Rafael, about 40 miles away. Smithson followed them. Her husband was supposed to fly in from Indiana in 2 days, but with their new home gone, she told him not to come right now.
And I said, "Well, I don't have anywhere to go right now, and we don't know what's going on, so I said, I'll just go to San Rafael and I'll help there."
Another nurse offered Smithson a pull-out couch in a spare room. She's been sleeping there during the day and working 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. every night since the fire. She says all she wants to do right now is help patients, so she doesn't have to think about what she's lost. For the California Report, I'm April Domboski in San Rafael.
We're going to go now to the Central Coast, take a step away from these fires. Last March, the Pfeiffer Canyon Bridge buckled in a deluge, cutting Big Sur off from the rest of the world. Well, today that bridge on Highway 1 is opening again. Reporter Erica Mahoney at KZU in Monterey Bay has been following the rebuild, and she joins us now from the studio. Hey, Erica, welcome back.
Thank you.
And this is a big day for Big Sur, isn't it?
Yeah, this is a huge day. You know, it's been 8 months since they've been able to get on either side of the down Pfeiffer Canyon Bridge easily, so everyone's really looking forward to this.
Now, I was there, and you have to walk up these two steep hills no matter which way you go. I imagine everyone has really huge calves at this point.
Yeah, definitely.
Do we have any idea why it took so long to get this bridge back up?
Well, actually, 8 months does seem like a long time, but building this bridge was a record for Caltrans.
Oh, wow.
It's actually the fastest bridge that's ever been built of this caliber, of this size, in California, normally this project would take 7 to 10 years.
That is nuts. I imagine that the locals are going to be celebrating like crazy now.
Yeah, I think they're really excited because 8 months is still a long time to be landlocked, but they've also really enjoyed the peace and quiet down there. That's definitely something that when I talk to the locals, they always want to communicate because Big Sur is on the map. You know, they've had a lot of visitors, they've had a lot of tourists, and so having this break has been somewhat nice for them, but they're also really excited because it's been such a hit on the businesses.
And they are expecting a lot of tourists then, is basically what you're saying.
Yeah, like I went to Nepenthe restaurant yesterday, and the hostess there was pretty much saying, you know, we're getting ready for the floodgates to reopen. The general manager expects it to be as busy as peak summertime this weekend.
Well, in fact, Erica, we have some of that tape that you gathered. Let's hear it.
You know, we've got a really veteran staff, and we're all looking forward to this. Everybody's very fresh on a certain level, but everybody that is on our staff is just can't wait.
All right, Erica, so if we consider what he's saying right there, we know that many people actually left this area of Big Sur because of these economic conditions. Is there any indication that some of them just won't come back?
Yeah, I actually asked the general manager of Nepenthe that question yesterday because he's also the president of the Big Sur Chamber of Commerce. As it stands now, more businesses are opening, especially this weekend with the bridge reopening. But, you know, his answer is it's going to be a year before we really know if this did put any businesses completely out.
Erica Mahoney of KAZU in Monterey Bay joined us from the station. Erica, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you so much.
Support for the California Report comes from Block Construction, a builder committed to enhancing communities in the Bay Area and Central Coast. BLACH.com. Block Construction. Together, building greatness. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected, on the web at theschmidt.org. And Robotham International, providing strategic tax, accounting, and business advisory services to global families, entrepreneurs, and venture-backed companies. Robotham.com.
Our engineers are Danny Bringer, Katie McMurrin, Howie Gelman, and Seal Muller. I'm John Sepulvedo. Have a great day.